Leili Nishmas Rav Kleinimus Kamish Ben Rabbi Elimelech. Peya Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Hakol Mafsik L'Zroim. Everything is Mafsik in a field of seeds, of Zroim. Ve'eno Mafsik L'Ilon Ela Gader. But it's not. But nothing is mafsik by a field of trees except a fence. Now, when we say that everything is mafsik by zroim, it's coming to include a large rock that goes across the whole field. If one would, the Rav says, if one would have to uproot the plow and, you know, pick it up over the rock, and he couldn't go across straight, so the rock is mafsik. But for a tree, nothing is mafsik except a fence. Now we'll see there are certain trees that even a fence isn't mafsik.
If the branches were intertwined, meaning the two trees had branches that were sticking over them, sear normally means hair, here it means the branches of a tree. Kaitesh means like crushed, but here it means that they're intertwined, the branches are all mingled together. The Rambam says that the branches have to actually touch the top of the fence. Other Rishonim disagree. I drew a picture here. Eino mafsik. So then the fence is not mafsik. Elo noisin peilako. He has to give pay to the whole field. The Rambam explains, because when the trees are intertwined, it's looked at as, it's mechuber. L'chor, that means that it's looked at as one tree, and the fence is now irrelevant, because now the tree is connected, and it works that way on both sides. So now you have one field that you have to give pay on, the whole field.